should run several different homilies, but I always do for myself of my love for running. I know many here are in athletics or exercising, those times to use our bodies for God, the God that has given us, to be in good shape, to give our body back to Him. And I talked in Advent, and I talked about how it's quick in Advent, how it's a mile, it's kind of four laps for the mile. And I laughed then, and I want to finish what I said before, several months before. Lent is not a 1 mile around the lap. It's a marathon. And I actually want to share a little bit when I did run my first marathon in 2001. The first time for a 26.2 mile running. And the last 8 miles or so was brutal. Absolutely brutal. Hit the wall, going done, gonna fall over, wanted an ambulance to pick me up. And I remember I was running, just staying to be alive, just going forward. And I remember I ran into Duluth. It was the marathon, Grandma's marathon. And I remember thinking, I only have 4 miles left, 4 miles, and my head was just dead. 4 miles, and there was a fan there that said, "Keep going, it's only 4.2 miles." Right? A marathon is 26.2 miles, right? And so I'm coming in thinking, oh my gosh, I'm only 4 miles, and I wanted to kick somebody because they said 4.2. I'm like, what? 0.2? Where did that come from? I didn't remember that at all. But that's like the last long part of a marathon, of Lent. This is day 37. 37 days of Lent. And we're at the only three last days. And back at the end of a marathon, it should be the difficult times. We have to be tough. It's going to be hard. This is a time not just to, you know, sit down, just stop the race. It's not the time to get in the ambulance. It's not the time to just get off or just say, oh, I'm just going to walk there to the end. Well, no, keep going forward. Because the last 3 days of Lent is the powerful, also determine a time that takes a lot of time. It can be difficult. But we come from here, our last Lent of a normal day Mass, into the Triduum. Which is, it is, it's a difficult time. It's a lot of readings, a lot of prayers, a lot of coming to our family for big time. On Thursday, the beginning of the Triduum, the 3 days, on Holy Thursday, where we have prayers, we have the Lord's Supper, we have the washing of many people's feet. And then on Friday, on Good Friday, which we have the Passion again, will receive the body of Jesus Christ. It's the only day of the whole year we don't have a Mass. This Triduum is a 3-day Mass. And then we come on Saturday as the biggest Mass we can have, the longest, the best, on the Holy Saturday or the Easter Vigil. Now, when you do a marathon, running marathon, you gotta go, you gotta nail it, you gotta finish it. Like, when I was doing it, I was almost dead 8 miles before. In other races, I've done really good races. That's where my muscle, you have a cramped leg. I mean, I'm ready to fall over, and you still keep going because you're almost at the finish. So in Lent, know that. Keep going. Take it hard. Give away the things. Give away the TV, the radio. Give away the candy. Give away the coffee, the drinking. Give away on Friday. It's just meat. And we can only do abstinence on Friday. Because we go to the end of this and we dominate it, and then we come into what? The end of the marathon. The finish. Where we start the party of Easter. As Lent was only 40 days, Easter is 50 days. And that's how we do it as Catholics. Easter will begin on Sunday, Saturday night actually, and then Sunday. And we'll have 8 days where every day after, it's just Easter, period. 8 days straight, just Easter. And then the next 42 days is the Easter season for 50 days. So after we finish this marathon, we work hard, doing our prayer at the all's giving, our fasting, and finish it because we'll have more days better in the party after.